It's Ode to Minnesota Part 2, and we've got beer from Surly, Liftbridge, and Summit.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Beers have some earthy stank stuck on.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Well, hello once again, folks. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer, from coast to coast, and every once in a while, in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, also known as the Pharaoh of Fermentation. And with me this week is...
Wow. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's it. Just the two of us this week.
That's it. Just the two of us. Yes, and for this week,
just the two of us.
We're doing Ode to Minnesota Part 2. This is Don't Call Me Surly.
All right, fine. You're the Pharaoh of Fermentation. That's what I'll call you.
That's right. You
can call Pharaoh.
Oh, great Pharaoh. That's right. So for our fermentation conversation this week, we have two. That's right. Part 2 has two. Two fermentation
part two
conversations.
Of what? Did you say it was part two of something?
Ode to Minnesota.
Sorry, did I miss that? Did you say it already? I missed it. I must have been singing.
Yeah, you must have been not paying attention to me. Like half of our listeners.
Huh? What?
What? Huh? Who? What kind of beer are we drinking? We are drinking Surly Smoke Lager. And also, we have Summit Abbey Style Ale. This is from their Unchained series.
Yeah. Unchained.
And this
series
is batch number 10.
Coolio.
And then I have a little extra tasting flight this week. If you remember the first show, we had Toby do an extra tasting flight. So it's my turn now. And I'm going to do Liftbridge Chestnut Hill Brown.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
let's get surly.
Yeah. What do you say we get surly?
Let's stop being so serious and get surly.
All right. Let's get surly. Here we go.
This is a fermentation conversation.
This fermentation conversation, at least the first one, is Surly Smoke Lager. This is from Surly Brewing out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
This is actually not a smoke lager, but an oak-aged smoked Baltic porter. The ABV on this beer is 8.3%, with the IBUs of 50, and we will unwax it and crack it.
Oh, it says here...
Could we call it a combination of the two, unwaxing and cracking?
These are hand...
We're going to whack it.
Dipped. These are hand-dipped in wax. Very cool. I've never seen a Baltic porter dipped in wax.
I'll try to get a little more aggressive pour here.
Glug.
Get some head.
Glug.
Yeah, we got some good glugging.
Bitches.
Good glug noises.
Nice.
Dark. Perfect head once again. You know, you may think this Sam Adams glass is like the gimmicky, but man, it really does pour the perfect beer every time.
Wow. I'm using a Pilsner glass.
It's...
And this is
dark,
and there are no highlights.
Nope.
Wow.
No highlights at
this
all.
This is like, yeah, it's pretty black. I started with a good finger of head, and now it's down to about a half finger.
I had a good
tan
Yeti finger.
Head.
Now I got about a human finger. It's tan, yeah. on the nose.
Smoky.
Oh, yeah. It's like a smoky, but actually had kind of a milk stout kind of aroma after the smoke to me.
Oh, yeah? Because I'm getting smoke and teriyaki.
There is a little kind of salty soy. Yeah.
Almost soy sauce or like beef jerky.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Roastiness in there.
There is a little somewhat of a creaminess in the background on the nose. And yes, we smell creamy here at Beer Coasters Podcast.
Yes, we smell creamy. And sometimes the beer does too.
Nice.
A little vanilla now that the head's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like a smoky vanilla.
Yeah, a little bit. Lots of interesting
cocoa
aromas that you wouldn't really picture going together.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting some...
like smoked milk.
Yeah.
And teriyaki. That beer sounds so good. It smells like smoked milk and teriyaki sauce.
I got a glass of milk with a piece of jerky floating in it. Forget the Oreos. I'm dipping my jerky in this milk. All right.
Is that code for something? Let's take a sip.
It's an innuendo.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Smoky.
Smoky. Some roastiness in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some coffee. Yeah, nice roasted coffee, actually. I just got one.
Yeah.
Just kind of inhaled, and it was like I got some coffee grounds on my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally, yeah. Wow. I would not picture this as... Oh, did we talk about the ingredients?
No, we didn't. You want to talk about them?
Sure.
Or do you want me to talk about it? Or can we both talk about them? Or
in unison. Ready?
Three, someone call two, in. One. We have the Beer Coasters Hotline. Now it's live. Just kidding.
Yeah. Single hop beer here with Warrior hops. And the malts are pale ale malts, smoked malts. And the smoked malts are actually from Bamberg, Germany, home of the Rausch beers. Black malts and oats.
Ah.
So there you go. There's our creaminess.
Yeah, because the bitterness is actually in the middle of the sip. Like it doesn't finish with a lot of bitterness. Just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it finishes a little dry with lots of good coffee flavors, and that smokiness still lingers.
Yeah. It's big smoke. A lot of smoke in this beer. It's a good name,
but it's
for
different.
It, that's for sure. How do you beat that name?
It's different from your typical Rausch beers, because with the Rausch beers, they tend to be a little thinner and actually more lagery, I think. Then with this, you do get those big roasty flavors, and it's not just smoke.
Yeah. I mean, it tastes like a smoked porter, you know, to me.
Yeah.
It tastes like a smoked porter.
Smoked Baltic porter.
Yeah.
And did we say the ABV 8.3
yep.
with 50 IBUs?
Yeah. I did that in the beginning. You know how this goes.
I know. I was probably busy singing or something.
Sure. Busy not paying attention again. Only like, what, 10 minutes into the show. I lost your interest already. Ooh, this. Wow, with all the smoke, I don't know what to do.
Getting some of those dark fruits, too.
I mean, I'd love to have barbecue with this. It just kind of...
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Like some pulled pork or something.
Or even just ribs. Just some really good smoky ribs with like a dry rub.
Yeah.
Go for ribs with this for sure.
I like it.
Sweet potato fries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Hmm. I did not untap it. You're going to check untapped? Then I'll grab Beer Advocate here. The Beer Advocate users rate this a 93, which is exceptional. And the brothers Ahlstrom have not had the opportunity to try this beer.
Untappd has the Surly Smoke with a 3.83 out of 586 ratings. And they just call it a smoked beer. Untappd.
Yeah, that's because of whoever logged it in. Oh, they actually did put the ABV and stuff on it, though. Wow. All right. Yeah. All right. Good for them.
And the top place to drink this is Surly Brewing Company.
Beer Coasters Podcast. Cool. We're going to drink some more beer, but it's going to have to be right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
For this week's hop topic, we pulled from the Beer Coasters Daily.
Hey, we're back to the Beer Coasters Daily.
Yeah. All if you right. go to the website, you go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Up on top to the right, you'll see the brews paper. Click on that. We'll take you to the Beer Coasters Daily. And that's where we found this story. Take it away, Toby.
This story is in our environment section.
Environment?
Yes, we have an environment section. Yeah. And this was spotted by Societe Brewing Company. I think they're in San Diego.
Really?
Yes, they're a new brewery. New brewery!
Articles in local Louisville.
Yeah, so they spotted this story, and it's called Craft Beers Brewing Big Business Even for Giant Companies. So the story is on it's a Business First, the Louisville Morning Call. So basically, the story is, bottom line is the big boys, Anheuser-Busch and those guys,
St. Louis, Missouri,
are trying to get in on the craft beer market because craft beer sales have doubled in the past few years. So now they're trying to get in on the action, if you will. And I know you folks out there have probably noticed there's a couple of things that I think Miller Coors has done, like those, what are they called? Like backdoor or cellar batch or something like that. Some lager.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then now I guess Anheuser-Busch has...
They just throw a bunch of craft beer buzzwords on their labels and like, yeah, this will sell. They'll think we're craft beer.
Anheuser-Busch has added new versions of Shock Top with sales reaching 800,000 barrels this year. Wow. And of course, they bought out Goose Island. So whether they felt that Goose Island was a threat or they just wanted to, you know, get in on that action. Miller Coors, they have their own craft and import division called 10th and Blake. And they own Oregon label Henry Weinhards, which I didn't know that Miller Coors owned them. I've had Henry Weinhards before and the stuff actually made me sick.
Yeah.
And
well, I knew Leinenkugel's was Miller Coors.
And Leinenkugel, yeah. And of course, Blue Moon and all that. So just wanted to bring it up and say, hey, don't be fooled, people.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this. We've seen it for a while. And yeah. I know people, you know, if we mention craft beer to them, some people say, oh, you mean like Blue Moon? You know, that they won't. It's kind of what they know to be, you know, craft beer, but it's basically, well, in some cases it's craft beer owned by the big breweries. In other cases, it's beer that's brewed by the big breweries under a craft beer disguise. So it all depends on what beer it is, and who's making it. So, but the bottom line is this. Craft beer, their market share is growing.
Mm-hmm.
The macro breweries, if you will, they're not growing. So they're seeing that craft beer sales are increasing, so they need to get a piece of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is their way of doing it. They're buying up other breweries that were doing well, you know? So, I don't know. My concern is that they're going to buy these craft breweries and eventually turn them into what they are by buying cheaper ingredients.
Right.
And starting to add the corn and the rice and whatnot to thin out the these so-called, you know, craft beers. So that's my only concern. I think I don't mind some big companies taking control of certain breweries. It could be a good or a bad thing. I mean, that's an arguable, I guess. And I assume it's going to be kind of a brewery to brewery basis on whether that's good or not. But I don't know. I guess we just kind of have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Time will tell.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, don't forget, just drink local, because local's fresh.
That's right. And if you want to read any more about this or read what we've left out.
Read other stuff.
Read other
stuff. It doesn't have to do with the environment, because apparently this has to do with the environment.
Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link. That's where we will have this week's story. As well as stories from the past.
Stories from the past.
There you go.
It's a new segment.
There you go, Mike.
Stories from the past.
I'm done.
All right.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
This is a fermentation conversation, yeah!
All right, y'all. This is fermentation conversation number 2 here on episode 184. Ode to Minnesota part 2. Yes, I'm serious, and don't call me surly. How's that for a setup? So this is Summit Brewing Company's Belgian Style Abbey Ale.
Belgian Style.
From their... buh, 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 buh.
Whoop up, Belgian Style.
This is from their Unchained series. This is batch number 10. Unchained. Summit Brewing is from St. Paul, Minnesota. They've been brewing since 1986. Whoa. So these boys have been around. The style is an Abbey Ale. It's in the Trappist fashion, if you will.
Ooh, Trappist fashion.
Yes, it's a...
I'm actually dressed in a bit Trappist of Trappist style. Fashion myself.
Yes, you are. Oh, no longer the pharaoh, now you're the monk. So this comes at 8.0% ABV with 33 IBUs. Let's crack it.
Okay.
I'm excited, man. I haven't
crack
had
it, Belgian style.
A Belgian Abbey in a while.
Honestly, dude, all I've almost missed
and
my cue there.
Summit Brewing is a new brewery. I'm using a Chimay glass. So the ingredients is uses German Tettnang and Czech Saaz hops. The malts are Weyermann Pilsner, Weyermann Abbey, and Weyermann Melanoiden. The yeast is a Belgian Trappist ale strain, and it's also brewed with Ooh. Belgian amber candy sugar. So on the pour, what you got there, Mike? What does your pour look like?
I got a hazy orange. On the pour, I had maybe a pinky finger that dissipated very quickly.
Yeah, I started off with
the head goes.
Maybe a half finger, then it dissipated pretty quick, and then I just poured the rest of my bottle into my Chimay glass, and it's very—it's all the way up to the rim with almost no head. And now it is, yes, it was clear before, but now it has that kind of apple cider look to it.
Yeah, very apple cider color. It's cloudy.
Cloudy, yeah.
And it's very orange on the nose.
Ooh, sweet. Is there a little bit of citrusiness in there?
Yeah, or some kind of fruitiness, almost like a apricot or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even a little apple, like a little bit of sour apple.
Yes. Apple. Yeah, it does smell kind of sour apple. It's very subtle, though. It's not a huge nose, at least on mine. I mean, I'm using a pretty wide mouth glass, so.
Yeah. I'm using a wine glass, and I'm getting, I mean, it's kind of a sharp, tart smell. And then I'm smelling a little alcohol there, too.
Yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whoa.
It's.
Wow.
It. Oh, man. There's something a little bit different about it.
Yeah.
It's a little. Has a little bit richer fruitiness than most Abbey styles. And it's got you can almost taste that candy sugar in there, the amber sugar. Because it's kind of like a brown sugar, but not quite.
It's very soft. Like, it just has this really soft palate. And to me, it just, minus the super overpowering, like, phenols and esters and stuff that you get from a Belgian beer, but to me, this tastes very Belgian. Like, a very light, soft Belgian beer.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, man.
Even guess that even this, like an American brewery brewed this, to be honest. You know, it almost tastes like it tastes like a Belgian beer.
Yeah, there's a lot of that candy. Yeah, you really get that the candy sugar in there and some like fresh apple. It's not so much a sour apple anymore. Now it just seems like a very fresh, soft kind of apple, like borderline overripe kind of apple.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a juicy, not super crisp apple. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe with an apple with some raisins, like a very faint kind of raisin.
Yeah.
Taste, or maybe fig.
Yeah.
But it's lighter. Not like we get into like raisins and figs when you get into like some of the stouts that we talk about. This it's got the fruitiness, but none of the rich kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not as, it doesn't have the fruity depth of it, because it's very kind of, it surprises me with the carbonation, because it looks like it's going to be smooth, and then all of a sudden I get kind of a very effervescent kind of carbonation on the tongue.
Yeah.
That kind of wakes everything up. It's very interesting.
It's a different kind of effervescent. It's a very light.
Yeah. It kind of just very washes over your tongue.
It's not like a super.
It's not like a champagne or anything.
Right. You know what it reminds me of? Is it kind of reminds me of Chimay.
Yeah. This one to me is maybe a little bit more herbal. There's something, the spices are a little different than a Chimay. Like, there's something about the flavor, but I totally get the Chimay thing, because it's kind of my first impression is what I was thinking of, but there's something else in this beer, and I think it's probably just the combination of what they used with the between the yeast strains and the candy sugar.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
They used some Pilsner malts in there, which is, you know, a little different, I think.
Yeah, German hops, Trappist yeast strain. Yeah, interesting. It's like, it's totally European.
Yeah.
Food pairing.
This Oh.
I don't know. Something light. It would have to be something very light, like maybe a light fish or just like a light a grilled fish or something. Nothing with too many crazy ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like some sort of a salad, like a chicken salad or something like that.
Yeah. Or
with walnuts.
It could be a chicken or fish. I'm thinking something maybe sautéed and something a little buttery.
Yeah.
You know, not too heavy. Not too. Yeah, it has to be light for this beer to kind of shine through. Because if it's anything too powerful, I think that it would kind of get lost on you.
And, I mean,
you really want to have something light to kind of be able to get the complexity out of it.
You could even do a cheese and cracker plate, as long as the cheeses weren't too strong. You know, mm-hmm. I would nix any kind of blue cheese or anything like that, but maybe some lighter cheddars or some brie or something like that with some crackers and some lighter fruits, you know, maybe grapes and apple slices, stuff like that, I think would be good. This would be a good, sampling beer or like
picnic. Or even sample kinda, before you even have dinner.
Right. An hors d'oeuvre type beer or a appetizer.
Yeah. A beer to have with your appetizer. Yes.
Yeah. Very nice. Even though it's, what is it? 8%?
Yeah. Well, that's how we roll.
What is it? Oh yeah. 8%. 8% appetizer beer. How about that? That's the one that warms you up.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, there you have it. And let's get some ratings here. I have Untappd ready to go.
Oh, okay. Dib. I guess I should try to untap this beer too, huh?
The Unchained number 10 Belgian style Abbey Ale from Summit Brewing on Untappd comes in at 3.58 out of 445 ratings. It was just created in July of this year.
Wow.
So it's a very new beer. I think that Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow shipped this to us not too long after it was bottled. So very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow.
You didn't do Beer Advocate yet, did you?
No.
Oh. Beer Advocate users rate this an 86, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom gave this an 83, which is good.
Wow. They weighed in. It says a lot. That. Good job, Summit. Or maybe it was Rick. Maybe Rick sent them beers.
Maybe. But hey, I'm sending it to the beer coasters.
There you go.
You guys better try this.
Or else the beer coasters are going to talk smack. And look, we're still talking smack.
Yeah.
Either way, Ahlstrom Brothers are screwed.
This is my first Summit beer.
Yes, mine too.
I don't think I can get them here. I haven't seen them. So,
Me either.
Check them out if you get a chance.
Yeah, check out their website.
If they're in your state.
Summitbrewing.com. We'll be back right after this. You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, folks. Time for a little tasting flight. But this is a solo flight, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one beer in this flight. And it's Liftbridge Chestnut Hill Brown Ale.
Nice.
This beer is from Liftbridge Beer Company
And Lift Bridge is a
new brewery.
Their website is liftbridgebrewery.com. The ABV on this beer is 6.5%. I could not find the IBUs.
It is a nut
this
brown.
This is an American brown ale. And I'm going to crack it.
You going to crack it?
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and crack it?
I'm cracking it, and I'm going to talk about the ingredients. We got not much in the way of ingredients. I'm going to turn to the website, and they actually say they use roasty toasty malts, whatever that
roasty,
is.
Roasty toasty, bruh.
Roasty toasty. And they do use Yakima hops, and they also brew this beer with cinnamon and allspice.
Is Yakima, right. Is Yakima Washington or Oregon? I think they're Washington. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But these guys are from Minnesota. Don't you know?
Don't you
this
know, yeah.
This is brown. It is on the lighter side of brown. Amber and copper highlights kind of shining through. Very clear.
Nice head.
Got about a Yeti finger of head.
We like the Yeti finger.
Yep.
But we don't like the Yeti knuckle.
That's right. Definitely don't like two of them. So it's very fluffy head. It's soapy, fluffy, creamy on the nose.
There.
Smells like a brown. Smells like maybe a tiny bit of root beer.
Ooh, some sassafras.
Yeah, a little sassafras out there.
Root beer, I haven't gotten that smell in a while. In my beers.
A bit of like a graham cracker. A little toffee. Yeah, it's malty. There's some hops kind of underneath the malts a bit.
Dude, they have a winter seasonal beer called Biscotti. I want it.
That sounds good.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Kind of a toffee taste. A little maltiness. It is a bit like Graham, as far as the malt goes. And I think it might have to do with the maltiness plus the cinnamon and the allspice.
Yeah.
Slightly nutty. It's kind of your basic brown, though. Besides that nose in the beginning, the more I'm sipping it, just the more kind of brown ale it gets.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
The more I'm sipping it, the more lager...
More...
Metallic-y lager
it gets. More it tastes like it's supposed to. If I'm going to pair this with anything, I mean, this is the kind of beer that you can pretty much pair with any kind of pub grub you want, burgers, ribs.
Is it really drinkable?
It is. It's actually very drinkable. It doesn't have a heavy a heaviness to it. It's got some nice rich brown ale flavors, but it's not too heavy in the mouthfeel. Got decent carbonation. There's some maltiness that kind of hangs on your tongue. But it's a very drinkable brown.
I think most brown ales tend to be pretty drinkable. I mean, not like pitcher beers, but, pint after pint, they're usually pretty, they go down pretty easy and nothing too offensive.
This to me, I wouldn't mind having like a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy, just kind of bacon cheeseburger.
Maybe some onion rings or something.
Yeah. Something like that. That would work well with this.
I want some onion rings.
Yeah, this is kind of a multi-man's ale. For sure.
A multi-man's what?
A multi-man's ale. What did you think I said?
I just heard multi-man something and I was talking or something. You got cut out and I didn't hear the ale.
Oh, you weren't listening again. Yeah. Yeah. Three strikes, you're out of here, pal.
I was thinking, wow, Mike is the multi-man. First beer. Right? Would you consider yourself a malty man or are you a hophead?
It's tough because I really do like both. I go back and forth, and I do enjoy
that
both.
That is the age-old question. Are you a malty man or a hophead?
It depends on the day, you know.
It does.
The season. And also depends on my monthly cycle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hope this part of your cycle is more malty. Let's hope.
Yes. It may be. Yeah, Liftbridge Brewing Company, Stillwater, Minnesota, because that's the beers that we're doing here. I've never had them before, and hopefully I'll get to try a few more from them. This one is Chestnut Hill. It's their brown ale. You got Beer Advocate users rate this a 79, which is average. Okay, I can see that. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have not tried this beer.
Untapped has this at a 3.49 out of 249 ratings. Not too bad. And the top place to drink this is Liftbridge Brewing Company there in Stillwater.
Oh, how about that?
And the top drinker is Austin
W.
That's
where you're recording from this week? You gonna give me a Toby's been there story?
No, I haven't been here. All right. I have not been to Stillwater, Minnesota.
Cool. Well, we'll be back right after this.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Shanak says,
hashtag memories I won't forget. Got drunk at Jack's backyard and spilled beer on some chick's boobs. LOL, she made me lick it after.
Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
Time for some backwash. Check the Beer Coasters
email and hotline.
Yeah.
That's right, folks. First up.
We got lots of backwash.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
It's like we were drinking a 40 this week. There's so much backwash.
Yeah.
Well, this is like a 40 that's been rolling around in the back seat of your El Camino for a while. Actually, there's no backseat in El Camino.
You mean behind the seat, which is
behind
an
the
even
seat. Yeah,
deeper, darker, around. More mysterious place.
Yes.
Is
like,
the
oh, man, I didn't realize I had this Colt 45 back here. I'm going to drink it up. It's all flat and warm. It's been back here for who knows how long.
So our first piece of backwash comes from Malt Porter.
Malt Porter?
That's right. The original land of the ice and snow.
Swedish beer geek clan.
So, this says, thanks, guys, for another free great episode. And why does he have to rub it in our faces that it's free?
You're so good at this, Mike.
I know. So good at this. Yeah. About your hop topic this week. I think the beer industry will self-remedy in the next couple of years to come. Every brewery and now double or triple their capacity, and I hope they're going to make it. But I think a lot of them are going to have some tough times doing so. But I'm trying to paraphrase here, and it's not working. I'm just reading very, very poorly. He also says he thinks that it's that it's better with a little less great brewers than a big bunch of bad breweries that hurt the business reputation with bad beer.
Right, okay.
Thanks, guys. And extra thanks to my Untappd buddy, Tony L., who I think did a great job as a coaster. Best regards in some broken English malt. Thanks, malt.
You hear that, Tornaglioni?
That's right. You just got a shout out in Backwash. I don't know if that's happened before.
Seriously. Backwash shout out from a listener to a listener. That's crazy. I think my mind just got blown.
Whoa. We got some more Backwash, Toby. Because I butchered that one so bad, I'm going to let you take this next one.
Well, this one, which is actually two, but I'm going to put them in one because it's from the same person.
Wow. Talk about minds being blown.
We somehow missed this one back in early October. I don't know how we missed it. We didn't get any notification on it. I just so happened to come across it by accident through an app on my phone. Anyway, this was... this was a comment on our What's in the Box 3 issue.
We want to keep in mind, too, that we've been having issues lately as far as updates and things with the website and such. So
we need an IT person big time.
Yeah. So we're sure that some other Backwash has gotten lost in the mix here, and we apologize. But if we do find it... We'll talk about it.
Yeah, no matter how old it is.
It doesn't matter if it's from 3 years ago.
That would be crazy. Anyway, so this is from our... There was a comment on our What's in the Box 3 issue. And it says, "Hey guys, love the podcast. I look forward to listening every week. I do, however, have problems accessing this podcast and a couple other recent ones, namely Where's the Fire and Gone Fishing episodes. I was just wondering if there's a specific reason these haven't been re-uploaded or if it's just my technical difficulties each time I access the website. Simply, I receive a file not found message after pressing play. Anyways, you guys are great. Let me know if you come out to Austin, Texas. Salute." The whole thing with that, I think it's been resolved. I've checked it on my end, and it seems like those two shows are playing okay through my browser.
Well, that's what I was going to mention, too, because I have issues when using Firefox from time to time that I'll get the file not found. But if I open it up in, say, you know, Safari or Chrome, I don't have, you know, any issues with that file not found.
So it may be a browser issue. And then another message from that same show, Julian said, "Also, I haven't heard from Chris of Dallas in a little while. I would love to be your southern/southwestern correspondent in his absence. I just wanted to throw that out your way. Salud, Julian Ruiz." Thanks, Julian. That's awesome.
Yeah.
As far as the whole Chris thing goes, I just actually talked to him recently, and he's telling me that with the new year, we'll bring more Beer Coaster Chris to the show. So we'll see how that goes. But, if you're listening, Julian, send us an email through our backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. Leave us your email, because I don't think we were able to get your email through your comment on our website. But hit us up, and we're always looking. Like, we had Tony last week on the show. We're going to try and do that a little more often. You know, I think Tony was kind of the test run to see how it would work with somebody that is totally outside of, I mean, Crazy Dave, he's a friend of ours, and he'd been a guest on the show, you know, since the beginning of the show. From time to time, he would come on the show, and so he kind of had a inside on how we did the show.
And the same, and then, like, we've had, you know, we've had Beer Coaster Charlie on the show, we've had Brittany on the show, you know, so we've had a few people, but they have been friends that have kind of known about the show and, you know,
been a closer part of some touch with them. So send us your email. We'll hit you up. And if there's a show coming up that we might need somebody on, we'll send you an email. We'll say, hey, what is this? You know, and of course we have themes for our show. And, you know, if you're a listener, you know exactly how we do it. So anyway, yeah. That's so awesome that somebody is offering to be a correspondent.
That's right.
You know, got to represent the middle of the country. You know, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to represent Texas.
Yeah. Thanks, Julian.
Yeah, thanks. Great, great backwash this week.
All right, everybody. Last call. Last call.
That's right, folks. Last call for alcohol, and this is where we give our pint ratings. First up for pint ratings is Toby.
All right. The Surly Smoke Lager. You know,
so surly.
I can appreciate a good smoke beer. I know that I've had a few on the show. I wouldn't normally, you know, seek out a smoke beer. Smoke lager, smoke ale, whatever, Rausch beer, whatever. I don't normally seek those out, but the ones that I've had on the show have been pretty good, and I can appreciate them for what they are. And this one is good, man. I mean, I dig the smoked Baltic porter. I think it's a good...
Yeah, nice combo. Huh?
Yeah, it's a pretty good combo. I mean, it ended up having some sweetness and still a lot of forward smokiness. This isn't typically a beer that you would probably drink on its own. I think pairing it with food would be that much better. But I think I'm going to go 4 pints on this one. I actually digged it. Pretty good. And for the Summit Abbey Style Ale, batch number 10, this is spot on. I mean, excellent.
Spot on, Abbey.
Excellent Belgian style. I mean, maybe it's because they went, you know, they spent the extra money to put in the Trappist, you know, ale yeast strain or something like that. I don't know if it's more expensive. I'm just saying, like, it sounds, you know, like it could be. Like, we could go with the regular Belgian yeast strain, or we could go Trappist style and spend the extra whatever it is per bottle. But I'm going to go 5 pints. Yes. I got that feeling, that excitement when I was drinking this. I was like, wow, this is a fantastic beer. And for it to be an American brewery, that's just, I mean, it's insane. It's crazy because drinking it, it seems very Belgian to me, like straight up. You know, even if it was like the standard Belgian Abbey that you could get anywhere in Belgium, I think just is enough right there, you know?
Yeah.
This is probably one of the best Belgian versions or Belgian ales from an American brewery that I've had.
Straight Abbey style? Yeah.
Excellent, right. Excellent. 5 pints.
Cool. Well, for me and the Surly Smoke, I liked it. I thought it was really good. A lot of smoke in it. I think if the smoke was backed off a little bit, you know, I might like it even more.
But it's called also gonna... smoke.
Yeah, it's true. The beer name itself kind of describes it.
And the label, like, is super German.
Yeah. It's,
killer label, by the way.
You know, I'm going to give it a 4, too, because I just think that it's just one of the... It was just really well done, because even, yeah, you know, behind the smoke, so to speak, there's a real balanced beer.
Behind the smoke. Know?
Yeah. See how that just inspired me for one more.
Yeah.
That's what I will call this one, is behind the smoke.
Sweet.
Because it's a nice balanced beer behind that smoke, and I don't mind the smokiness. I kind of enjoy it. I like Toby. I don't know if I would particularly avoid. I wouldn't avoid a smoked beer,
And it interests me. So if I see something that's smoked, like Toby said, he wouldn't kind of seek it out. But to me, the smoke beers do interest me because I think there's been all kinds of different smoke where there's like a, you know, a peaty, you know, peat smoke to a hickory smoke to a, you know, straight up like smoked salmon, you know, like from that Alaskan smoked porter. And there seems to be different levels and flavors of smoke, which I've
definitely
kind of enjoyed. So, yeah, that's my rating on that one. And for the Summit Abbey Style Ale, this is a beautiful Belgian beer. I give it 3 Bs. I'm calling it the B3.
B3 Bomber.
Yeah, it's like B cubed. Except I'm giving it more than a 3. I'm giving it a 5 as well. Because
it is
really... It was just so refreshing to get that. I think maybe... Not that I dislike them, because it's probably why I have so many. Like, in my beer fridge right now, I don't know if I've even said this while we're recording, but I have a boatload of rich, dark, roasty... beers. I have lots of imperial stouts, porters. I have
some
big barley wines. I have a lot of dark beers, and I don't have that many Belgians. So this was kind of a diamond in the rough, so to speak, for me with this one. It just kind of shined through. I really like the appley-ness and the spiciness, and it had just the right amount of carbonation. Really impressed with that yeast strain and that candy sugar. I think it really made the beer fit. This beer, my price sticker's still on it. It's like $2.19. And this is the kind of beer that I would pay. I'd pay $10 for a 12-ounce bottle for it, you know?
Wow.
Although, you know, it tastes a little lighter than something like that would go for. But, I mean, it tastes like an expensive Belgian beer.
It really does.
So, anyway.
Good job, Summit.
For the Liftbridge Chestnut Brown, it was very drinkable, very enjoyable, but nothing spectacular. It was kind of your basic brown. That's what I'm calling this one, is basic brown. And I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's a good brown. It's
good.
Just not... There's nothing that sticks out about it. There's, you know, nothing special, but a very solid brown. And I would still recommend, you know, to people, like, hey, you know, you like malty beers, you like brown ales, try this one. I think they would enjoy it very much. But it's just... nothing outside the box, so to speak, on this one. But yeah, there you have it, folks.
Cool. Nice pint ratings.
Thanks. So, shout outs this week. We got a few. We want to thank our backwashers, Julian, and also Malt Porter.
Yeah.
And want to give a few shout outs to some tweeters out there. Some, what do we want to call them? Twits? Tweets? Tweeters?
Tweeters. Twitter followers.
They're followers. I want to give a shout out to 1000 Beers. Also, should I start that list now? Number one, thank you. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to name 1000 Beers. It's Twitter. It's 1K. It's at 1K Beers. He's kind of documenting, you know, 1000 beers and whatnot. So check him out. Also, Beer Disciples, Amanda Jones, and I'm not going to give a shout out to Tom in LA because we haven't heard from him in a while. So we'll give a shout out as soon as we hear from him.
No shout out to Tom in LA.
No shout out to Tom in LA. And also, shout out to Jason Cummings.
So, sweet.
Yeah, I thought that's... we hope you enjoyed part two of our Ode to Minnesota.
Yes. Oh, and of course, a huge shout out to Rick from the land of the ice and snow. If it wasn't
that's
for him,
right,
we wouldn't have this show this week. we wouldn't have it would be a five pinter.
Something else. Yes, we always like getting a five pounder in the show. It really kind of keeps us in good spirits.
Big thanks to Rick from the land of the ice and snow.
Unintended. Yeah. And a reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers. And Rick, if you want to send me some more of that Summit beer.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah, let me know and I can exchange some beer with you. I can send you some beer from Vegas if you want.
Yeah. Some special Vegas brews. I can send you some special Massachusetts brews too.
Cheers. See you next week.
Oh, also, and if anybody wants to get on the show, Julian, a good way to try to get on the show is to send us some beer.
Yes. That's where we...
It always... It bumps you up on the list, anyway. Yes. No, we're kidding. But, yeah, make sure you send us that email. Julian, I know we've said it before. We'll say it again. It's backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com. That's where you can send us some backwash. And let us know what's up, what you want us to drink, what you want to hear. Comment on our show. Check us out. BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
Next week, we're getting explosive.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Here comes the boom.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
And that's it. Just the two of us this week.
Drinking beer up in the sky, just the two of us.
You and I.
Good glug noises.
Forget the Oreos. I'm dipping my jerky in this milk.